Alibaba's World: How a Remarkable Chinese Company is Changing the Face of Global Business. Author: Porter Erisman. Alibaba. As China's own internet boom began to take off in 1999, Jack Ma gathered his friends and told them he had a new idea for a venture, Alibaba. He chose this name of Alibaba because it was a globally recognized story and conjured up images of small businesses saying, "Open sesame," to new treasures and opportunities through the internet. Alibaba wasn't generating any revenues, but the website traffic and reputation continued to grow, as small businesses decided to try e-commerce one after the other. This gave outsiders the impression that Alibaba was on an upswing. The truth was, Jack spent his time speaking at conferences and in media events, and there was no chief operating officer to manage the company's day-to-day activities. The heads of strategy convinced Jack to move the website from Hangzhou to Silicon Valley, where a new team was hired. The decision was portrayed to both staff and outsiders as a sign of Alibaba's increasing globalization, but it proved to be a disaster, sending the company into a tailspin. The communication between the local and the global teams was highly inefficient, as time, distance, and language differences were vast. The company was running out of money, and something had to be done about it. Alibaba was taken back to China, and Jack announced it was a bad decision to make, moving to Silicon Valley. In the meantime, Jack had to lay off 50% of his employees. For the first time, Jack seemed so unconfident and unsettled. A new page. Alibaba hired a new COO, Savio Quan, who quickly made brave decisions of laying off what was left of the US office to save the financial bleeding of Alibaba. By 2003, the situation was completely different, and the mood, morale, and spirit were 180 degrees different from that they were a year earlier. The company had finally become profitable. Savio was exactly the COO Alibaba had needed. He hadn't provided a rigid backbone for the company. Instead, he had provided an exoskeleton, outer constraints that helped keep the company from growing out of control. War on eBay. Jack envisioned an inevitable competition coming on the way. Alibaba decided to start a war on eBay and its investment in China. eBay had investment in Chinese company HNet, and they were planning to go aggressive in China. Jack believed eBay will start with consumers, but soon they will come after Alibaba to take a share from Alibaba's wholesalers. Jack decided to launch a website called Taobao.com, which translates into search for treasures. He wanted to make sure this website doesn't only compete with HNet.com, eBay's investment in China, but also eBay itself. Crocodile in the Yangtze. Taobao was growing quickly on all metrics and surpassing eBay. While eBay charged for product listing, Taobao had kept its website free. With more products on the site for customers to browse, Taobao's website traffic had increased beyond eBay's. And as Taobao's traffic increased, eBay power sellers, the high-volume sellers with top reputations, who had initially resisted moving to Taobao, had no choice but to open a second shop on Taobao, giving Alibaba's management the right to boast that Taobao was China's largest online consumer marketplace, and build even greater momentum with customers. At this point, Jack said, "eBay may be a shark in the ocean, but I'm a crocodile in the Yangtze River. If we fight in the ocean, we lose, but if we fight in the river, we win." A few weeks later, Forbes ran a story suggesting that eBay was not doing so well in China. The situation got bad with eBay, and not only was it losing status in China, but the damage was beginning to find its way back to the company's home turf. To stop the bleeding, eBay came back to the bargaining table with a sweetened offer for Taobao, but Jack had a move that eBay had not anticipated. The Yahoo deal. In 2005, Jack Ma had a big announcement to make regarding buying Yahoo China. Jack said that he agreed in principle with the Yahoo people to a deal. Yahoo is going to invest $1 billion in Alibaba. And Alibaba is going to take over Yahoo China. Alibaba, partnering with a search engine, created an entirely new business model, one that combined marketplaces and a search engine under one roof, and safeguarded Alibaba against the rise of search engine advertising. The China Search Wars. There was one field where no one could beat Alibaba: marketplaces. The week that Yahoo's 1 billion hit Alibaba's bank account coincided with eBay's quarterly earnings announcement. With war chest fully funded, Alibaba had the confidence to deliver the knockout blow. Just as eBay prepared to release its earnings report, Alibaba issued a press release targeting the US media and eBay's investors. The announcement was: Taobao.com to be free of charge for 3 more years. China's leading consumer auction site to invest $120 million in China market to grow e-commerce and create 1 million jobs. This message has appealed to audiences on several levels. First, it sent a message to eBay's investors that Alibaba was serious about keeping Taobao.com free, ensuring that eBay would face pricing pressure for the next several years. It also gave the customers in China confidence that if they stuck with Taobao for another 3 years, they could continue to grow their businesses before having to cough up fees. And then one more statement was added to the kicker, designed to provoke a reaction. In addition to its pledge to make Taobao free until October 2008, Taobao.com called on eBay to join Taobao in making its services free for Chinese users. "We call on eBay to do what's right for this phase of China's e-commerce development and make your services free for buyers and sellers in China," said Jack Ma. "Cutting prices is not enough. It's time to make your services free and affordable for all of China's entrepreneurs and consumers." The reaction from Wall Street was instantaneous. eBay's stock dropped 6. Alibaba and the 40 lessons. On chasing a dream. 1. Dream big. 2. Never underestimate yourself. 3. Never overestimate your competitor. 4. Make sure you have a great idea. 5. Build a company to last 102 years. 6. The bigger the problem, the greater the opportunity. 7. Today is tough, but the day after tomorrow is beautiful. On strategy. 8. Focus on the customer and the rest will follow. 9. Learn from competitors but never copy them. 10. Don't change rabbits. 11. Be as fast as a rabbit but as patient as a turtle. 12. It's more important to be best than first. 13. Free sometimes is a business model. 14. Buy an umbrella when it's not raining. 15. Find opportunity in crisis. 16. Use your competitor's strength against it. 17. Leapfrog. 18. In the spring, prepare for winter. 19. Resist the temptation to go public. 20. Put yourself in a position for luck. On leadership. 21. Entrepreneurs don't complain about problems. 22. Don't dwell on mistakes. 23. Embrace tough decisions. 24. Have the teamwork for the goal, not for the boss. 25. Don't disregard the tech dummies. 26. Don't let it get personal. On building a successful team. 27. Assemble a team, not a collection of all-stars. 28. Gather the entire team once a year. 29. Spread the wealth. 30. Integrate values into the company's HR systems. 31. Actions speak louder than words. 32. Don't judge a growing company by a snapshot. 33. Allow for sabbaticals. 34. Hiring the right people. 35. Honor and respect the work of people who came before you. On doing business in China. 36. Innovation is alive and well in China. 37. Channel your inner Taoist. 38. Move first, ask for forgiveness later. 39. Love the government, but don't marry it. 40. The most important Guangxi is your customer.